FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Chris Tomlin with How Good It Is. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. 7:04 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, tune in during the midday today with John Shirk for a chance to win a $25 gift card from Roots Market. That's right. Check out all the details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
And this morning, our very special guest is our friend Corey Pennypacker, the CEO of Bible to School. Corey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you?
Doing really well.
Good.
Staying warm.
Yeah. You have to right now, man. It looks like it's going to get a little bit warmer. So, Bible to School. You guys are growing pretty fast, but tell us what Bible to School is.
Sure. Bible to School is a public school ministry, and we teach the Bible to public school kids during, not before school, not after school, but actually during a public school day. And we equip communities to do that, actually, not only just in Pennsylvania, but around the country.
Wow. What states are you in?
We are in North Carolina, Idaho, and Texas right now. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it's still growing. We have lots of inquiries. But people want to know, like, how can you do this? How can you teach the Bible during a public school day? How, you know, is that legal? And I'm happy to say, Liam, that it's legal. It's been legal for a long time. It's called release time. It's federal court rulings called release time. And that's way back in 1914. And it was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1952. But the three things that make it legal, the three requirements, is that you have to be off-site. So we take them off campus. You have to have parental permission. And it can't cost the taxpayer any money. So it's all privately funded.
Okay, you guys are very smart. You have this all figured out. For those who aren't familiar, what does the day-to-day look like? What can someone expect to see in one of these classes?
Yeah, the kids, they once a week, for an hour a week, they come off-site, either bused or they walk to a nearby like church or youth center, and they come in with their, actually over lunch and recess we do this, because we do second through fifth grade. We do elementary school. You can do it in any K through 12, but we do second grade through fifth grade. And they sit down at the table with their lunch, and they sit in a small group of five or six kids and a small group leader, and they learn about the Bible. And they have every week a Bible story. They have a think about it question, which is really cool, like Joseph and his brothers. And, you know, they learn about, yeah, he had 12 brothers, you know, there's 12 of them. But they also learn, you know, how do you forgive others? Mm. And that think about it question, how do you forgive others? So we really dive in with the kids and have a safe place for them to ask spiritual questions. So it's an hour long, including the travel time. And they are hands-on. They do crafts and games and act it out. It's very VBS-like.
Yeah.
And the kids love it, and they can't wait to come.
That is so cool. Have you found that most kids go to church, or is there a population of kids that are hearing the gospel for the first time with you guys?
The coolest thing about Bible to School, the outreach that it has, is that almost every year, 50% of our kids have no church home. So we are reaching the kids that are not going to go into church.
Yeah.
And this year, it's 52%. As of now, and we keep growing and growing. And these parents sign them up. It's a good thing. They're learning biblical morals and values, and it's in the middle of a school day, so they don't have to pick them up or drop them off. So it's real convenient, but it's real powerful, and there's so much impact.
Corey, do you have any good stories of how God is working through Bible to School to touch these kids' lives?
Sure. Well, so far this year, this is my favorite one, and it's about a little boy. He came in, and he said, "I'm so sorry, I forgot my Bible today. I took it home because I wanted to read it with my grandmother. And when she comes to visit, I want to have it there. She needs to read the Bible, and I want to read with her." And we were like, wow, like you're thinking ahead, thinking, "I'm going to take this Bible home to read with my grandmother who probably doesn't know God." And so that's, I mean, in our country, there's not very many, I mean, it's very going down.
No, it that, is.
With spiritual awareness, but there's a spiritual hunger out there that we have seen. So we're excited about that.
That's so cool. And it's so cool to see kids from non-church backgrounds being signed up for this. That means that this area is growing. You probably need volunteers. Is that correct?
Yes, we actually have, Liam, we have kids on the waiting list.
Oh, wow.
Who don't know Jesus, and they want to join our program. And we have classes that need to open this January. And so we would love for somebody to contact us on our website is BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com. And we'd love to talk to you, maybe come test drive with us. But it's a 2-hour once a week deal, and we will guarantee you, you will make an impact in a child's life.
That is so amazing. If you want to learn more in the meantime, Bible2School, Bible2School.com is the place to visit. We will talk more with Corey on the way, so stick around for that. More music to encourage you on a Tuesday morning. Bodie is on the way next.